I think Malcolm Turnbull, our Prime Minister, just needs to learn how to say yes or no. Yes or no. He was asked a simple question yesterday about whether he was prepared to relax Australia's gun laws, and it was a simple question with a simple answer. I mean, the answer's no. Even if you're looking at classifications around certain weapons, the answer is no. But instead of saying no, he hedged his bets. And what that has led to over the last 48 hours, well, it means that Malcolm Turnbull has lost the focus that he wanted the focus to be over the last couple of days of Parliament, which was union thugs and the kind of breaks that are put on business when unions abuse their power. It should have been obvious immediately that that answer was no. He was asked, are you going to relax Australia's gun laws? No, no. This should have been obvious to a political novice, let alone an experienced operator like Mr. Turnbull. I mean, in the 20 years before Port Arthur, we had 13 mass shootings. In the years since, we've had none. Thanks in no small part to John Howard's gun laws, which he introduced after the Port Arthur massacre. 13 before, none since. And those gun reforms are a hallmark of John Howard's leadership. One of the most courageous decisions he made in office and extremely popular in the community. So Malcolm Turnbull should have had an easy answer when asked, are you prepared to relax gun laws? The answer should have been no. And the quicker you give an answer to something, the sooner you can get the questions back onto the issues that you want to talk about. Yesterday, Malcolm set out to focus Parliament's agenda on union bullies, but the moment he sidestepped the question on gun control, it was all guns, 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 all yesterday afternoon, again today. And it was only after being hammered in question time and Tony Abbott going public on the issue that Malcolm Turnbull finally said what he should have said at the start of the day.